Jess and Ducko.
Guy Sebastian, one of our faves, got a brand new tune out with Sam Fisher. It's called Antidote. We are going to get it on for you in full next. But first, the great man himself joins us. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we are fantastic. Now, Guy, we are loving your new track. Congratulations. But I wanted to ask you, I saw you posted on your Instagram and you used the caption, "I hope this song becomes as special to you out there as it is to me." What makes this song so special?
I can't stop. Like when I was working on it, I just couldn't stop like listening to it. I don't know.
Normally, I am loving my own gear.
God,
yeah,
I sound good.
Well, I say that because it's normally like the opposite by the end. You know, because if I work on something for a long period of time, I don't think people understand the man hours it takes. Like there's just a lot of editing and a lot of a lot of production work that goes into it. That's very tedious, and this song took like 9 months to finish. It was weird. I kind of just kept stepping in and painting brushstrokes on it, and then leaving, and then coming in, and you know, I traveled to LA and I put down the choir, this gospel choir of singers that I just adore.
And they're so good.
Yeah. And it just kept like building and building. And we actually, when I wrote it with Sam, we only wrote the verse. It was like verse, chorus, which often happens when you're strapped for time. We were just like hanging and chatting, and it's in my home studio. So you sort of, you know, you chat and then Jules cooks like something and we start to smell it and we're like, we'll go down for dinner, we'll have a few drinks. And it's not the stuff, like, even though studio at home is awesome sometimes.
It's not good.
The distraction.
Did you ever get, God, is there a point you have too many drinks and you come back and you think you've nailed it the next day? You're like, nah, that was not on.
Oh, that was, yeah, we should have known our point of drink.
Yes.
It doesn't always work that way. But it's funny because in you know, when you work in LA studios, it's like the weed everywhere. You just smell weed. Everyone's on weed over there. And I'm sitting in studios with these blokes that are baked off their head and they're sitting on a snare drum. And when, I guess when you're high on weed, you know, a snare has many like textural layers to it.
Yes.
And you're like, and you're hitting this one snare, you're like, hang on, I've actually got a snare up. This is what they, this is what they, it sounds like they'd be like, oh man. Damn, man. Listen to that. Oh, the way it cuts through, man. Look at it cut through the mix. It takes like six hours of just them programming a trash beat.
Are you just there like the only non-stone one being like, okay, guys, cool. Enough with the snare. Can we move
on? Cool. I've written the verse and the chorus, the bridge. Is there a track apart from just the snare I can lay this down to?
We're just putting the snare on loop. Oh, that's brilliant.
Don't get in the way of the snare, man.
You need to write a track about them recording in America.
Oh, I love that. Mate, if this song took 9 months, how long is that going to take?
Oh,
you'll never get it finished.
Well, some songs I'll do in a day, you know, and so you don't really get a chance to get sick of it because everything just flows and comes out. But then other songs, I don't know, like this one, it was one of those, like, if I look at it as a painting, I didn't want to just sort of splash stuff on there and ruin it. I knew the canvas was really good. And, Sam and I knew that it was something special because of the place we were in when we wrote it. Like, we'd just got done talking because it was the first time I'd met Sam. I'd always wanted to work with him. I knew we'd end up becoming mates because we're so similar in so many ways. We just wanted to write something for us that was like, it meant something, you know, it wasn't just a duet about something or love, you know, but we wrote it in a way where it can be anything to the listener, like the listener's going to insert their own antidote, you know, it might be their mum, it might be their partner, it might be their pet, their face, whatever it is. For us, in the moment we wrote it about music, and how music's kind of changed our lives. But then now when I listen to it after all this time, I just insert whatever I'm, you know, whatever's my antidote for the time being as well.
Yeah, that's special.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you find, guys, well, because like you've teamed up with like Lupe Fiasco and big Americans on tracks and stuff like that, some great tracks, but obviously Sam Fisher, another Aussie. Do you just find it's easier to click with the other Aussie on the track? Like, yeah, we're going to nail this quicker. There's more rapport there as opposed to working with someone from overseas?
Oh, look, I love working with anyone. I mean, the other day I worked with, you know, these Romanian guys, and I just love them. Like, their energy was awesome. Like, there was a tiny language barrier, but it was just, you know.
But they were more productive than the snare stoners.
I'm telling you, Romanians, they work like beasts. Like, you've got a ridiculous sounding full production in like 2 hours. They're such workers. And, no, but like, I don't know. I think the writing process, if you try and picture it, because a lot of people, it'll go over their heads what a writing session is. Like, you're literally walking into a room with a bunch of strangers. Like, it might be just one other person. Most of the time, I've sort of got to decide what hat I wear in that session too. If I'm working with a producer, I don't want to touch a computer. Like, I just want to concentrate on playing the piano and writing and concentrate on the lyrics. Like, I'll always write my own lyrics. And but then sometimes people will help with lyrics, and that can be good or it can be tough, you know, because sometimes you sit in a room, you don't know these people, and you're suggesting something which means something to you, and it might be an analogy. But say I just threw out the Romanian thing, right? Like, there's analogies and things that we use in the English language that they go, oh, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I'm sure you tried to drop out, "We're not here to F spiders" on the Romanians, and that really went down a tree.
They're like, I don't know. Spiders.
You do what with this spider?
Oh, you Australians are crazy. I'm really good at accents.
Oh, that's brilliant. We're so talented, guy, mate. We love your tunes. We love having you on. We're looking forward to The Voice as well this year.
Oh, yeah. Speaking about working with new people.
Yes.
And, oh, man.
It's going to be a great season. Yep. Thanks so much for joining us. Always great to have you on the show, and keep enjoying those snares, man.
Pleasure. Will do. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was the Jess and Ducko podcast. This is it. Macca's new surprise fries. Peel any medium or large fries for a chance to find a prize.